You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. El Salvador is often described as one of the most dangerous places in the world. Violent gangs, police crackdowns, and there's another issue, high rates of violence against women. Last year, a special court was set up in El Salvador to better protect women's rights. But an all-female theater company is also doing its part to help victims of abuse rebuild their personal and financial lives. Katerina Fernandez-Martins has this story.
It's Thursday evening at a theater in San Salvador. Before the show starts, the audience is told to keep an open mind and an open heart.
I invite you to get to know the reality of these women's lives. Follow them inside their houses, go back to your childhood, and connect to the things that make us human.
Egli Larrinaga is the founder and director of La Cachada Teatro, a group of five single mothers from the poorest and most violent neighborhoods of San Salvador. 6 years ago, Egli convinced these women to tell frank stories about their lives. They brought the show all over El Salvador ever since. Tonight, the crowd is mostly people from El Salvador's middle and upper middle classes. La Cachada, slang for a special opportunity, a bargain, brings this audience a dose of unreality removed from their everyday lives. The actresses talk about life in this country, which has among the highest rates of violence against women. And the mood changes.
Because I had to have you. Because I was raped.
By the time one of the actresses tells the audience she couldn't have an abortion because of El Salvador's strict laws,
I was forced to have you.
No one's laughing, including audience member Carolina Matias.
There's a lot of help that needs to be done for the woman to raise their standard of living for their kids, for themselves.
One of the actresses of La Cachada is Wendy Hernandez. She lives in Mexicanos, San Salvador's most dangerous neighborhood. It's a very different area from the venue where she performed. Wendy's home is just big enough for a stove and a double bed, where she sleeps with her two children. Being a street vendor is a tenuous, lousy paying job. Wendy makes $10 to $15 a day selling fruit and tortillas in the streets of San Salvador. But when she performs with La Cachada, she earns up to $50 a night.
I really like selling in the streets. I manage my own time, but it's hard because some days I don't make any money.
When La Cachada started, all women were street vendors. Most now work as maids in the houses of people who watch their plays and offer them better jobs. These women say the theater is the cachada, the chance, of their lives, and they want to open the minds of the people watching their plays.
Maybe they'll also start looking at the maids cleaning their houses differently and stop abusing them. Maybe they'll stop harassing street vendors with their cars.
A study conducted by the University of Technology of El Salvador found that more than half of El Salvadoran women say they've suffered some form of abuse. Women suffer violence at the hands of parents, boyfriends, husbands, and even at the hands of nurses at public hospitals, like they show in the play. Laura Aguirre, a Salvadoran researcher on sexual violence, says the women of La Cachada are raising the bar.
They force themselves to go back to their stories of violence, to understand them and explain them in a different way.
Back at home with Wendy Hernandez, her children are playing in the street. Gabi Hernandez has seen her mother change since she started working with the theater.
Before, we didn't used to go out, and we complained to her about that. Now we do go out a little bit.
Financially, Wendy is a bit more stable than she was 6 years ago when she started with La Cachada. But most importantly, she says the theater changed her life with her children. She has honest conversations with the kids now, including conversations about money.
Now I tell them, I don't have money. If I have money, I'll buy you something. If I don't, I can't. Now my youngest one asks, do you have money or not?
Seeing the possibilities that opened up for her mother, Gabby is feeling inspired to follow her own dreams.
Me he inspirado porque siento que puedo salir adelante.
I feel I can move forward and finish my education. I would like to be a doctor one day.
That was Gabby Hernandez ending that report from Katerina Fernandez Martins in El Salvador. Reporting for this story was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation as part of its Adelante Latin America Reporting Initiative. You can read more on our website, marketplace.org.